On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and James Brayshaw.
So you work off a running sheet for all shows, whether it's TV or radio. We get one here. Jill does a great job of presenting it every day to us. And I look at today's one. It's got opener, and then it's got Michael Barlow in studio, 6:14. And there's a Zach Tui phone chat from the airport prior to going to Brisbane, 6:41. Bill's joke. So that's what it sort of looks like.
Yes.
And right in the middle here, I see, 6:30, middle of the show, Samaritans Brownless. That's all it says.
Doesn't explain
anything else.
No.
So what does that mean?
Well, the people's people, man, has come up, Jim, and I've found this. This press release has crossed my desk,
right,
Jim, and I read.
I go on.
Police investigate Seaford robbery.
Right.
Not burglary, robbery, Jim.
Robbery.
The Frankston Crime Investigation Unit detectives.
No, this is serious. So not, well, I'll supply the robbery, you can go to buggery.
No.
This is a serious robbery that occurred in Seaford.
Robbery at Seaford, Jim.
Right.
And Frankston Crime Investigation Unit detectives are appealing for information following a robbery in Seaford on the weekend, Jim.
Yes.
And guess where it was? The Seaford Junior Football Club. Can you believe that?
No.
Thieves have broken in there and they've stole a bunch of boxes containing the under-14s, Jim, the under-14s footy jumpers and a bunch of footies.
No way.
Yeah, about $3,000, $4,000 or $5,000 worth.
No way.
And they've taken the kids' footies and their jumpers.
Come
They're all
on.
In box. Hadn't even come out of the boxes, Jim.
Come
so,
on. That's not on.
When things like this happen at local junior footy clubs, old Wilbur goes to work, Jim.
Oh, no.
Shoulder to the boulder. And they've had a lot of things gone missing there. And I have organised with the president to have a chat on the line.
Right.
And we'll have a chat to him. And I've got some good news for him.
Have you?
Yes.
Right.
So Mark's his name.
Right.
And he's ready because I've spoken to him about three times today, Jim.
You got him on the line?
Yeah, got him on the line. The president of the Seaford.
Seaford?
Seaford Junior Footy Club. Mark Davenport. Mark, welcome to the Rush Hour.
He's not there, Bill.
Jim, I've spoken to him three times.
Bill, he's not there. What have you done?
Well,
what's Samaritan's Brownless done in the face of this very, very hard to swallow story?
For the kiddies, Jim.
Yes.
So I got on the phone, Jim, and I've rung my old mate Lee Watts. I think you might have played cricket against him. Good cricketer,
Lee Watts.
Played
against his brother, Killer Watts, as he was known. Opening batsman for Victoria. Good player, too.
Well, he's the main man at Kookaburra.
He is, of
exactly.
Course.
And they make, obviously, cricket equipment, but also they make Burley footballs,
Jim.
They
do.
Mm. Which are famous in the West, of course. When you used to watch those State of Origins. Good footies. And anyway, have a listen to this, Jim.
Yes.
Burley are replacing the stolen footies with brand new Australian-made Burley leather size 4 and 5 footies, if
that
you don't mind.
That is superb.
So well done to Watsy there.
Watsy and the great people at Burley. And by the way, Burley footies can be purchased at Rebel Sport. They are a really nice build.
Yes.
So size 4, size 5 footies going to the great people at Seaford.
I mean, I would have told Mark this if he answered, Jim.
Right. You've done that.
But also, Jim.
Also.
Oh, good Samaritan. A Brownless has, I've just rustled up $1,000, Jim. $1,000.
Where from?
Well, not sure. Where does that come from? Dan and Triple M.
Yes.
Top brass here, the big boys here at Triple M. They've given me $1,000 because I had a couple of meetings with this too.
Right.
And $1,000 to replace the stolen jumpers. And we'll give them $1,000 to the Seaford Junior Footy Club to buy new jumpers, Jim. So if you don't mind, you get the new footies and you get the jumpers.
Well, I tell you what.
What?
I reckon we might have Mark on the phone right now.
Where has he been? Gone through my rigmarole.
Marco, we got you?
You got me, mate. Yep, I'm here.
All right. So
did you hear that?
No, sorry, I didn't, mate.
He's only just got on the phone, Fat. He hasn't heard any of it. So Fat reckons, old Samaritan Brownless reckons on the back of this horrific story, by the way, bloody junior footy clubs are the greatest joints ever. How could anyone break in to a junior footy club and bloody steal jumpers and footies? It's a disgrace. Anyway, Fat reckons he's read this story, Marco, and just quickly run through what you've done.
Well, our good friends at Kookaburra, which make the Burley footballs, which are famous in the West,
of course.
They're going to replace the stolen footies with brand new Australian-made Burley leathered size 4 and 5 footies. That's for you, Marco.
Mate, you're an absolute legend, Billy. Absolute legend. That's fantastic, guys. Thank you.
But there's more.
Oh, wait, there's more.
I've got $1,000 for you from everyone at Triple M, the top brass, yes. Dan and yes. Everyone else
yeah,
there.
Up the top. Yeah. Top office.
Top office. They've given us $1,000 to replace the stolen jumpers also, mate.
Oh, mate, that's absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Triple M. That's brilliant.
And Bill, probably, yeah.
And Bill. Well, always you, Bill. Always Bill.
Yeah, exactly.
Marco, let me let you in on something. Well, this story came to us. Mm. So Jill, our producer, firstly got stuck in and went straight to the bosses here and said, right, we need to help this footy club.
Yes.
We need to get them some money.
Jill and Bill, yeah.
So no. So Jill sorted out $1,000 from Dan to go to the footy club, and then Rabs and I got on the phone.
And Bill.
And organised the footies. Oh, so I put it to you that you've actually done nothing.
Who?
You.
Mark?
Me? Oh, I've done nothing, no.
Marco, he's claiming all the credit. Yes. He's done nothing.
Oh, Bill has done nothing. Yeah. Oh, well, you know what they say.
What do they say?
not a lot.
Hey, now, Marco, what happened? Fair dinkum. The thieves have broken in and taken the footies and the jumpers. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, basically we found, I'm with the police and the media as we speak, and that's hence the reason I couldn't take the call when I did.
Yeah.
But basically we found that one of our dads was having a kick with his son on the Thursday just prior to coming to lockdown on 4.8 finishing, and found that the doors to the storeroom was open. He's rang the property manager who said had gone down and had a look and found that the doors had been forced open and basically, they've targeted the letter, the size 4 and 5 letters, and they were clearly marked leather footballs. Yeah. They've ignored all the synthetic size 2s and 3s for our little tackers. They've ignored them completely and all everything else in the rooms, as in coaches' vests, trainers' vests, etc., and gone straight for the leather football. So obviously, they've targeted that. Whether they, crime of opportunity, then they've gone for those sort of things and just finding whatever was in the storeroom at the time, but they've also grabbed 3 boxes that weren't marked, and they contained all the new jumpers that we had. The jumpers consisted of an under 16 team, which we unfortunately didn't get up this season, and an under 14 team for the same reason. Plus, a clash set that we purchased for when the kids play teams with the same sort of colours as ours, and they've taken these jumpers. I don't think they've actually realised what they've grabbed at the time, and hopefully we'll find them, dumped somewhere or someone find them somewhere.
Marco, it's a kick in the guts for a local footy club. You do amazing work into the community. The kids all love, girls and boys love playing their footy. And so in all seriousness, it's well done to Lee Watts, of course, and everyone at Kookaburra providing you with those brand spanking new Australian-made Burley size 4 and 5 footies. So you've got them replaced, and $1,000 go towards getting a new set of jumpers for the kids.
Mate, that's absolutely brilliant. Thanks, James. It's really, really appreciative of all the support Triple M has given us. The media, police media have got onto this, and they've just gone ballistic. My phone's been ringing off the hook all day, and Jill's been fantastic. She's the producer of Triple M's, the show, and she's come from a junior footy background herself, so she understands what we're going through, and this would go a long way for the kids. They'll be actually stoked. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Burley Footies, by the way, purchased them at Rebel Sports.
Rebel.
So well done, Fat.
Mate.
Well done,
good
Fat,
on you,
for
mate.
Doing nothing.
Thanks, no, guys. I did, Jim. I got onto this early, and I had to go and see the boys, the big top brass, because I was in there anyway in trouble. Yeah. So, all good. Thank you to Triple M. Thank you to Kookaburra, and thank you to Burley. Yeah,
so, did nothing.
Did nothing. I think those footy's going to arrive before the weekend as well. What a turnaround.
Well done to Lethal Roy Watts. A very good boy. Yep. So, well done there, and well done to this junior footy club, because they're going to bounce back quickly. And, my God, what sort of people break into a junior footy club? Seriously.